One, two. All right.
Get there, get there.
A little less vocal, please. A little hot.
Check one.
All right. Sounds good. Tony, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic over here.
I am Jerry Mensa. I'm a fifth-generation Floridian. I write songs about Florida, about the people, the ecology, the characters. I've got a character on both sides of me. The Green Horizon Land Trust asked me to write a song about a Seminole by the name of Echo Amathla Chupko. Chupko was a Seminole who lived on the Big Island in Lake Hamilton near the present-day town of Dundee. He was the friend of the white man. He warned them of impending renegade attacks. They in turn warned him when bounty hunters were seeking Seminoles. Raven played on my album on this song, so he was here. We asked him to come up and play. The name of the song is Echo Chupko. Born free in Alabama, his daddy died at Horseshoe Bend. They chose the wilds of Florida to the dust in the Oklahoma wind. With his cousin Osceola and his uncle Peter McQueen, they fled toward the green horizon of where the land was pure and clean. Echo Chupko was a great Muskogee war chief. Echo Chupko was a lover of the peace. Echo Chupko was a steward of the land. Echo Chupko still walks this Florida sand. He's the Seminole. Yat Seminole, free people, walk Florida sand. He's the Seminole. Yat Seminole, free people, walk Florida sand. The crackers called him Chupko. He helped sustain their lives. Dishonored and barred from the council after quitting Bow Lake's fight. He overcame his hatred, came to love his fellow man. He worked to share his vision, to save and preserve this land. Echo Chupko was a great Muskogee war chief. Echo Chupko was a lover of the peace. Echo Chupko was a steward of the land. Echo Chupko still walks this Florida sand. He's the Seminole, yeah, the Seminole, free people, walk Florida sand. Echo Seminole means free people in Miccosukee. Yat Seminole means free people in Muskogee. The two root languages of the Florida Seminole. Echo Seminole. Yat Seminole. Free people. Walk Florida sand. Now Chupko's walk the bridge of death. His spirit echoes through Cowpen Slough. The lights of his soul shine brightly, showing the way for me and you. reserve the land for your children. Don't let it slip away. He found his green horizon. His spirit remains today. H. O. Chipko was a great Muskogee war chief. H. O. Chipko was a lover of the peace. H. O. Chipko was a steward of the land. H. O. Chipko still walks this Florida sand. He's a Seminole. Yat Seminole. Free people walk Florida sand. He's a Seminole. Yat Seminole. Free people walk Florida sand. Free people walk Florida sand. Thank you, Raven. Mr. Raven stands alone. Tony, strap on that Gretsch.
Okay.
All right. Tony's going to swap over. He's playing an old 1949 Gretsch archtop. Kind of a neat old guitar. It draws attention every time he brings it out. It's an excellent little lead guitar. Tony is a versatile musician. We've been playing together for about 6 years. He's the type of musician that pushes me to the max. He gets bored if I don't grow, so he keeps me growing by millimeters anyway. I've been in the citrus business all my life. The Florida citrus industry is dying, folks. I'm here to tell you I'm starting to sound like Bobby Hicks, get up on stage and preaching. But combination of citrus canker, greening disease, and development has kicked the Florida citrus business in the butt. It's a dying deal. Thank God my tenure in it's just about over with. I've come to the realization, though, it's a lot more profitable to plant Yankees as in development than it is oranges. So I wrote a song called Planting Yankees. Are you ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. I got a four-wheel drive and an old cur dog. Got a mortgage on this shack. I got sand spurs growing in the yard. I got a hog pen in the back. Yeah, the motor froze up on my irrigation pump, and I ain't no way to crank her. The man came by here yesterday, said my grove's got citrus canker. But it ain't no hill for a mountain climber, just a bump for a Florida cracker. My old lady left with a fruit vine man, damn, I hope he likes her. Down 200 a month, you can own some Florida sand. Ain't no way to get in or out, but it's close to Disneyland. Yeah, Swift Mud says you can't drill a well, but the rattlesnakes are free. I'll plant 500 Yankees before I plant another damned orange tree. Oh, well, it ain't no hill for a mountain climber, just a bump for a Florida cracker. My old lady left with a fruit vine man. She's ugly, I hope he likes her. Do it, Tony! Oh, Well, I made that grove an RV park. Never seen a Yankee with canker. Collect my money driving a big golf cart. If you see my wife, please thank her. I live in large with my old cur dog is my new philosophy. And I'll plant another 500 Yankees before I plant another damn darn tree. Well, it ain't no hill for a mountain climber, just a bump for a Florida cracker. My old lady left with a fruit vine man. Damn, I hope he likes her. Take us on, Tony! Yeah. As Jeannie said, we did do the dedication this morning at the gazebo. Frank and Ann Thomas are Florida treasures. Ann passed on 2 years ago. She was a dear friend of my wife, Lennis, and myself. We've been friends for a number of years. She went to graduate school with my wife, Lennis. They called me. I was on the way up to the festival Tuesday, and Elaine called, had Larry Hoover call me from the festival, and asked me to do Ann's storyteller song. And I said, well, you know, I love the song, but I've never done it before. I know the song, but I don't know the song. And he told me, he said, Elaine really wants you to do it. Could you learn it? And I said, yeah, I think I can. So we had the dedication of the gazebo this morning. They dedicated it to Ann. And Rochelle Morris had said a poem that Johnny Bullard wrote. She had set it to music. She had actually done it at Ann's funeral. Absolutely beautiful. Bobby Hicks did I'm Florida, which was very apropos. And I did the storyteller. The pressure's off of me now, folks. If I mess it up in front of y'all, I'm okay, because I did it fine this morning. That's all I was worried about. But I'm going to do that song. Ann was a great person. She would kiss you on the cheek 1 minute and kick you in the butt the next. She would prod you into writing historical songs. She would make sure that your history was correct. You better have your dates and your names and your numbers right when you wrote a historical song, when you sang it to Ann. I felt privileged this morning to have been asked to sing the storyteller. The shirt that I've got on this morning, as a matter of fact, shortly before Ann died, I was over at her house talking to her. And she said, Jerry, she had always complimented me on the shirt. She liked the old cars and the airplanes.
She said, nice, Jerry.
Yeah. She said, Jerry, she said, if you die before I do, can I have that shirt? Storyteller, written by Ann Thomas. A grandmother sat on the bank of a stream and told her grandchild magical things of unicorns and dragons with gold on their wings, the old days of queens and kings. And the child watched the clouds and saw pictures up there of elephants and princesses with long flowing hair, of unicorns and once a pair of dancing bears and an old man in a rocking chair. And the child cried, Nana, were there ever really unicorns? And did they dance and prance and could they sing? Oh, I'd love to have been living way back then to have seen such enchanted things. And again she told her tales of Argonauts whose sails swept them toward the fleece of gold. And Excalibur, whose blade awaits King Arthur's shade, with the brightest of the heroes of old. And the child cried, Nana, were there really ever knights of old? And did they really find the Holy Grail? Oh, I love to been living way back then, to have seen them in their shining mail. The generation passed, the spring at long last, host now that little girl and her own grandchild. And stories of the days of bygone siren, so meek and tender and mild. And the child cries, Nana, were there ever really manatees? And really did they swim in the spring? I'd love to been living way back then, to have seen such enchanted things. And the child cried, Nana, were there ever really manatees?
Thank you. Well, I've sang one that Ann did. I'll sing you a song that I wrote for Frank when I first got acquainted with Frank Thomas a number of years back. Told him I was a runner and I'd run a marathon or two. He said, Jerry, just how far is that? And I said, well, Frank, a marathon's 26 miles, more or less. He said, whoa, he scratched his head. He said, what in the world was chasing you to make you run that far? Well, it's a pretty good cracker comment for anybody stupid enough to run 26.1 miles. So. I wrote this song, and it is called The Runner. In the course of conversation with a cracker friend of mine, I told him I was a runner, and I'd run a marathon. And he said, how fur a piece was that? And I said, 26 miles. He said, Lord, why we're chasing you? It must have been something wild. He said, Lord, why we're chasing you to make you run that mile? It must have been something awful. It must have been something wild. He said, Lord, why we're chasing you to make you run that mile? It must have been something awful. It must have been something wild. Was it a panther come out from the swamp, or a mean old Florida hog? Before I'd run 26 miles, I'd have crawled in a holler log. He said, I've heard of crackers running just to keep their scalps, or running from a jealous husband. Yeah, that's the only way out. I've even run across the farm to catch the wayward mule, and I've run to catch the school bus, yeah, to keep walking to school. He said, Lord, why was chasing you to make you run that mile? It must have been something awful. It must have been something wild. He said, Lord, why was chasing you to make you run that mile? It must have been something awful. It must have been something wild. Well, I talked about the challenge, how a marathon was a race. I talked about my split times, yeah, and how to keep the pace. Yeah, I talked about a healthy heart and a need to stay in shape. And a look of understanding slowly fell across his face. Thank the Lord. Yeah, I knew I'd want a convert, a friend to As he fired up another lucky, he slapped me on my knee. He said, son, you had me going, but no fool would run for fun. He said it must have been a revenueer toting a hog leg gun. That's right. He said you must be running moonshine, or maybe that wildwood weed. But I knew that you was lying about the miles and all that speed. Well, I still do my running, I just never tell old Frank. You think I robbed a convenience store or maybe the Frost Proof Bank? He said, Lord, why was chasing you to make you run them miles? It must have been something awful, it must have been something wild. He said, Lord, why was chasing you to make you run them miles? It must have been something awful, it must have been something wild.
How are we doing on time?
7 more minutes. I got enough for a short one and a long.
Okay, if you stop talking.
If I stop talking, we do a short and talk. Thank you, Tony. Okay. I've been watching the Florida sky, which I do a lot, and I see a lot of white smoke billowing up. And I follow smoke a lot of times, and I see big piles of oaks and hickories and bay trees being pushed up in piles and burnt to make way for condos and houses and parking lots and Kmarts and Walmarts, and it makes me sick. I wrote this song, it's called The Colors of My Lifetime. The colors of my lifetime, painted in a special way, brushed by our creator on the cypress, sweet gum, and bay. Like hues on a painter's palette, the color's richer by the stroke. Hickory spines and sour orange, wild azalea and southern red oak. Yeah, the colors of my lifetime, mossy gray and cedar green, now stand in the way of progress and the men on the big machines. Well, they push them in piles and they burn them. I plant hedges of rose and I burn them around houses made of cement where the great ball cypress grew. Yeah, the wood stork and the gators, orange groves and fields of maters, the colors of my lifetime, I just smoke that drifts away. On the shell mound, sweet acacia, a greased osprey by the sea, the faded yellow of the silver maple, magenta flowers of the redbud tree, flowers orange and white of the possum haw, purple fruit of the flatwood plum, black beans through nature's prism, growing wild in the Florida sun. Yeah, the colors of my lifetime, a mossy gray and cedar green, and now stand in the way of progress and the men on their damn machines. Yeah, they push them in piles and they burn them. I plant hedges of rose and I burn them around houses made of cement where the great ball cypress grew. The wood stork and the gators, orange groves and fields of maters, the colors of my lifetime, I just smoke that drifts away. Yeah, the colors of my lifetime, I just smoke that drifts away.
Well, Jerry's tuning up. I just want to thank all the sound guys for doing such a great job. They don't get thanked very often. Pretty awesome. Oh,
This is the title track of our new album. It's called Narcoustic Lucy. When I started writing this song, Narcoustic Lucy was a barmaid. She worked at the Red Alligator in Kenansville. Through the course of writing the song, it evolved a little to begin with, and then it evolved a whole lot. She turned into an old woman living out in a froze-out grove in the edge of a swamp, growing non-domestic tobacco in Clorox jugs that hung from the cypress trees. In a throwaway grove, growing plants in Clorox jugs. They hung like bells from the cypress trees, hidden well from the sky above. Her long dead Seminole mama taught her ways of Mother Earth. Living in harmony with nature, growing herbs in the Florida dirt. Yeah, they called her Narcoustic Lucy, a raised wild in a blue cypress head. She went the way of Voltage Brown, storing bales in a pinewood shed. Found that swamp on a cold winter day, the rain had turned to fog. We were lost on the trail of a big black boar, me and Cracker, my old cur dog. I heard the bell when my knee touched the line, my first thought was to run. When I seen her standing on a cypress stump, bare feet and a sawed-off gun. Her voice cracked like lightning, I thought I was gonna die. As she fixed her gaze upon me and she looked me in my eyes, she said, "Your eyes are as blue as the Florida sky. I can see him in your face. I once loved your granddaddy, another time, another place." Yeah, they called her Narcoustic Lucy, raised wild in a blue cypress head. She went the way of Voltage Brown, throwing bales in a pinewood shed. Said, "Boy, you a long way from mama, and my swamp is no man's land. Take that mangy cur and never return, all your blood will soak this strand." Yeah, they called her Narcoustic Lucy, raised wild in a blue cypress head. She went the way of Voltage Brown, throwing bales in a pinewood shed. Storing bales in a pinewood shed. Storing bales in a pinewood shed.
Thank you very much. I'm Jerry Mincy, Tony Macaluso. We have CDs. Got them at the Fall Booth. Got them in the store. Thank you very much.